Welcome to the first Fortnite podcast, and we're all kids, and you better shut your mouth and not judge.
The cringe.
Good mythical morning. My name is Vsauce, and we're going to talk about...
No, it's Hi Vsauce. Hi Vsauce, well, Michael here.
I mean,
and
I
we're going to talk about Fortnite.
Hi Vsauce, we're Michael here.
Guys, shut up. We're going to talk about Fortnite.
Because we're cringy little kids.
We're going to talk about... double shotguns, how they were removed.
It makes me mad.
Myth V card got stolen by Hamlin's, whatever.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, yeah, Hamlet.
Hamlet.
We're also gonna talk about
SMG
Epic themselves.
Season 6.
SMG spam.
SMG spam and how retarded it is.
Let me just hold down RT real quick.
Let's just hold down RT and hope that we hit our shots.
Yeah, right?
Hold down RT and
just hold down RT and hope Bloom is on our side.
Okay, let's think about this, all right? Season 1.
Yes.
Everyone was garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Till the end, all right? Season 2, kind of better. Finally learning that
Season
shotguns,
2 was great, though.
Yeah, Season 2 was amazing. We're finally learning about how to use shotguns and SMG and the original SMGs. Perfect, all right? They both were in meta. And then Season 3, double pumping.
Was gone.
No. Season 3 had double pump still.
Well, it became gone.
Halfway through it was gone.
Yeah, it was and gone, and then they brought it back
in
for
season four.
Yeah,
season
because
four,
everyone was finding out how to double pump with the shell thing.
Yeah, and then they got rid of it again, and it was double shotgunning, which was literally just switch the attack because it was smart. And then now season 5, it's get rid of the shotguns.
Bug? I'm confused.
Yeah, it is. Now, let's get rid of shotguns. Grab your SMG, hold down RT, and... This entire season has been spray and pray.
It has been. It's been retarded.
How good are you at spraying and praying?
I know in season 6.
How good are you at using Bloom?
Yeah, how RNG. Complete RNG.
Huh?
You anything to add, Connor?
I do. In season 6, they said that they will... vault millions of weapons and put them in the
including
vault.
Including the tap. They said they're going to vault a lot of weapons, which my prediction is
in this update,
double
they
barrel
already...
because not a lot of people use that weapon.
Well, yeah.
Now people are using it again.
Oh, really?
Because its damage is so high.
Yeah.
And well, it's only when you're close.
The shot, just switch to the drum gun.
Switch
and just
the drum gun or SMG.
And then you'll just spray and play and make everyone want to quit playing.
Even pro players are using the spray and pray tactic.
Yeah, it's the new meta. It's the
it's
only
so
way
dumb.
To counter it is to spray and pray. The only way to counter spray and pray is to spray and pray.
Or know
and
how
it's
to
retarded.
Aim.
Or know how to
or
aim.
Or be at a distance, because people are... Season 5, people are getting trash at actually aiming. Yes, you can spray and pray and all, but that's not going to get you everywhere.
Yeah, it's...
That's why whenever you see the spray and pray, guys, if you were to watch
Which
them the entire game, they lose.
Everyone just pushes anymore, so... Including me, I'll admit that. I push on
everyone.
Fortnite got ruined by season 4 because then it started to be
season
really
four?
Like alien wise and really bad.
Near the end of season 4, they started trying to attempt. At the end of season 4, they started trying to get rid of build meta. And they failed that because people still farmed for materials.
Well, they added ATK afterwards, so you could get. And they were trying it to stop building. They were no,
they
stopped
the build meta, which is
I
just
know, but
to
they
get
shouldn't even try.
They were trying to stop the building
meta.
Meta, whatever. I don't care, but
even though
because
building is what
no,
made
they
their game.
Said
yeah, building made their game
that they wanna in their whatever. I think it's like their state of whatever. They said that they were going to make pumps better. They were trying to buff them.
In season 6, I don't know what they're... I think they're going to vault the compact SMG because people use the silenced SMG and the drum gun way more than that.
Yeah, the P90 is pretty trash.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
From what I hated...
Like, you do it from, like, this far, me and you, and it does 8.
No, at
retarded.
First I liked that the SMGs were added, but then they got so annoying, and then they got nerfed. Horribly.
Yeah, the original SMG is back, but it's not. It doesn't look the same.
They put the damage way too high. Like the tactical SMG was overpowered, but no one knew about it. And then they got rid of that.
I used to use that
and
as
made
an AR.
Pulled the original SMG back into the game. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, this SMG's back. So everyone started using it again. And then they buffed the damage on that thing stupid high. That if you just hip fire the thing, you still get a...
Well, it's not exactly the same. It's just...
Well, almost.
Yeah.
The bloom on it is not big enough for how much damage it does.
Yeah.
After season 2, every gun went down horribly. And then season 4 and 5 ruined heart.
Yeah.
Season 4 and 5 are ruining guns.
Dude, the minigun is so underrated, though.
Season 3 was amazing, but
it was
season
amazing,
2 was
but it,
definitely the best season.
Yeah, season 2 and 1 actually made sense with the guns. And then season 3, they started, like...
Season two,
a little at the end of the season to like start it to like nerf guns.
I like season 2 because
buff.
It was OG, but I like season 2 because that was the best season for
that
guns.
It was the best season for guns,
and the building was pretty good.
Everyone knew how to,
the graphics were even better.
Yeah, I think the graphics were better.
The gun, I didn't like when the guns were on the ground, I didn't like how big the glow was.
Can we talk about
on.
The new areas on the map, like the new places of
it.
Interest?
John actually has the glow on his Xbox. I have no clue how.
So, for some reason...
It's just not as bad as it was Tekken. Season 2,
yeah,
it was
massive. His looks exactly how season 2 was. I think it might be because he has the Xbox X, maybe?
No, he has a colorblind mode on.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
I played
on my profile, it looked that way. Like how it looked in season 2. I don't know. I think it's because.
Okay, but let's look at the places of interest that they added.
The points of interest?
Yeah, nah.
Places
Whatever.
Point, same thing.
Places point.
The points of interest are the places of interest.
The POIs.
Tilted Towers was good at the start. Junk Junction and all those places.
Junk
Junction was like my favorite place when it first came out. That was amazing.
Then Tilted Towers got destroyed a little bit. And then they rebuilt it. They made a new building in season 5.
See, what happened was, they were going to destroy it. I'm like, yes, finally, get rid of that piece of garbage that ruined the game ever since it came out. Because as soon as it came out, game times, getting kills was so hard. Because the person who won Tilted had, like, 10 kills. And if you landed anywhere else, you had 3 at max.
Now, like, the second circle, there's only, like, 10 people left.
Exactly.
But before, there was, like, 60 people left in the second circle.
By the second circle, there was still, like, 60 people left.
The first time I played on the new map, I liked everything.
They got rid of Dusty Depot, though, because, like, a lot of people did go there.
They also got rid of factories, which was one of the favorite places.
Yeah, that was...
Okay, Dusty Divot in season 4, I liked that first, then it started to get annoying because how much people went there, and it made a whole, like, factories, Dusty Depot was, you know, used to be there. That was better than Dusty Divot.
The old map
was destroyed.
The original map was pinnacle. I mean, adding places was cool. When they first added the stuff on the side, if Tilted would have been so big and everyone didn't want to go Tilted, it would have been great. But then they made Tilted a number one point of interest it became, and now it's trash. Now the game's
I guarantee,
ruined.
Like, season... It's not very intense. Around season 6, Tilted's gone. Like,
okay.
Tilted's gonna be gone at some point.
I like... Paradise Palms, and yeah, it's still a good place, but the desert.
I really thought
destroying
Paradise
prison.
Palms
I really liked it, but
I think Paradise
not
Palms
too much, so.
Was gonna balance Tilted. Like I legit
Paradise,
thought that.
At the beginning, and then since Tilted got more buildings and more.
Yeah, more loot, more chests.
Yeah.
But Paradise does not have enough chests to combat.
Now, everyone who goes, basically half the people who go Tilted are just noobs who want, like, to look cool.
Yeah, who feel better.
It's not even good. Like,
Go Tilted when all the people there were good. I wanted to go there to try practicing, but now it's not even...
It's just half of them are noobs, and then you die because you get outnumbered.
Because spray and pray. Now it's spray and pray tag is why you
yeah,
get killed.
Yeah, like someone's spraying you and you're built in there in their box and then all of a sudden someone comes from behind you, either one pumps you in the head.
No,
or
I hate something about season four.
I hope they add more places because once they start adding more places, Tilted won't be as crowded.
When I actually got good at the game, that's from going Pleasant a lot and
Yeah,
a lot Tilted, but it was from going Pleasant a lot.
Was Pleasant used to be the main point of interest.
At the beginning, like yeah, in season like one, in season it was one, Loot Lake. Two, and it was Loot Lake at
wait,
one at the beginning.
Tell me what you think about this.
Yeah, because a lot of people want Loot Lake.
A lot of people
want
Loot Lake
playing.
On the beginning of the two seasons, but near
well,
but
it
after
was,
that,
it was actually before season one that everyone wanted.
That's because season one and season two, everyone's still learning the map. So season
well,
one,
season
most people were like
one,
Lucky Lake. That must
Lucky Lake.
Listen,
Lucky Lake.
Wait, cool.
Wait,
tell
it was
me something
before
on
before season one that Loot Lake was popular, and then a little
Lake.
Bit in season one.
Why did I think of Lucky Lake?
Tell
Lucky
me about
Lake.
This.
What is that?
What
is Loot Lake is going to be gone.
Loot
no,
Lake.
The old houses that were right next to Junk, and then got replaced by the big soccer
that
stadium.
That makes me mad.
And then it went to just a Stonehead, and there's a big area. They could create anything there.
Yeah.
And they keep the Stonehead there.
There's theory that Loot Lake... Well, Loot Lake is basically confirmed to be gone at season
well,
six.
Yeah, because of
the volcano coming.
Yeah, the volcano.
Why is it going to be a volcano?
It's going to... The cube's
the
going to...
The cube has, like... The cube was making these random symbols on the ground, and they were forming, like, around Loot Lake, it looked like. So they're... If they go together, they're probably gonna make a volcano.
That actually, I don't want. Cause that probably.
I
make,
thought like all the
actually,
things together,
that,
like next
volcano?
To each other, was gonna be the outline of Tilted, and that would have been lit.
That
if Tilted would have
been
gone.
So much better. If they add a volcano, the volcano might actually be the like launch a giant like flood Tilted with lava or something like that. I want that to happen, please.
Yeah.
If you make a volcano,
in the files, it says when the cube reaches a lake, then it says cube reach lake and then activate in the files. So
maybe
Loot Lake,
maybe
volcano, Tilted gone. Finally balanced to the game.
Well, if Tilted were to get destroyed, that's going to balance the game really greatly.
Wait, ruin the game. Because imagine that you're around there and then there's tons of places to die.
Oh, God.
Well,
and that will destroy almost the entirety
think
of the
about
center
this.
Because that thing's like, because Loot Lake is dead center of the map.
Or Fortnite stops being realistic for a moment and just get rid of the volcano after it destroys Tilted.
Yeah, right?
Perfect.
No, think
the
about it.
The villains are going to use the
if the volcano is a thing,
volcano,
and you went near the volcano.
The superheroes are going to go in it, saving everyone, and
blow
then go
up the volcano.
No, if you went...
That's... They're gonna
near
the
volcano. The if they went into the volcano, well, near the volcano, what if it shoots out lava at you? What would that do?
Yeah, that would ruin the game.
Yeah.
The volcano. If they add a volcano, it's gonna ruin the game.
I remember
it
when
probably
the
is.
Came
though.
Down from the meteor in the season 3.
That was cool, though, but it didn't do any damage to the map.
Well, it did
up.
Damage to your build.
Yeah, that was
it.
And that was fun. Like that's pretty.
The
good.
New yeah. thing that I like about the update now that they added is yeah. that. At the, like, the last two end circles or so, it'll destroy your builds inside. I mean, it's going to destroy yours.
Destroy only the builds that are inside of the storm that are going out. So, if there's a storm circle and your building, like, is, you have, like, a stair here and then a floor, but the stair's outside the storm, it'll destroy.
Oh, that means no more sky base.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get people who sky base.
Yeah.
That
but the, that's a good
sad.
Thing if they build up a little
go
bit.
For the memes. But
the memes.
I can't believe me and John won first try on a sky base. That's insane.
But
did you want to kill them before Final Storm?
What?
You know, the fastest Final Storm can now form inside the storm. Like,
oh, yeah,
see
and
the
now
circles,
they made it farther away.
Like, the circles inside the storm already? I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they made
how
it farther away now.
Does that mean when it closes, it's going to move, just open somewhere else?
No, it's just going to, like, if the circle's here and the circle here and you have to go here, the storm will, like, go out here but, like, form around it.
That's
like,
odd.
It'll just move this, the storm will just move that way.
That's dumb.
Tell me on this, so if it, how much weird stuff has been happening since season 5 and 4, do you think aliens are probably going to come around at some point?
Oh,
what do you,
Cameron,
what do you think that cube is?
I actually have a clip of what
why
I
do you think?
Again.
Why do you think the cube just came down from lightning? Do you think lightning just forms a giant cube?
But it was a rift and worlds collide. And
worlds
the rocket,
collide. Aliens.
Rockets. The rocket came out into space.
I heard a theory.
You could see that in the movie at the start of season 4, though.
No.
I heard a theory that what
it might be,
is like an Egyptian god, and Ragnarok is from like the Norse part, and they were gonna like the
start fighting.
The Egyptians were gonna fight the Norse gods or whatever, and they were gonna have a war, and now it's gonna be the different worlds of the time colliding.
I heard we're talking about worlds collide, and aliens are a big part of like everyone's theories. They should have aliens in the game if they want worlds actually to collide. They should add aliens.
Yeah, because it does.
The
take
rocket
place on,
like, went out of the rim,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. The theory is it stays based on Venus.
Yeah.
And if we live on Venus,
because save the world was also described like, in save the world it also does say that you're on, you're not on planet Stop. Earth.
Yeah, on.
It even says
you're
on
fighting zombies.
Yeah, it even says you're on an alien planet. It literally says that.
Fighting zombies. You're fighting zombies. So, if zombies are possible in this game, why are aliens not?
Truth.
If the only reason I think that the aliens are going to be a thing in Season 6 is because, think about the Rift, how they came.
What?
Is because of the Visitor going with the rocket through, and
yeah,
it
and
made
the Visitor was an alien.
Rift. Okay. It would make the rifts.
The giant. You think that giant rift is going to let the aliens in?
Yeah, that, if they can, if the rift opens again, the aliens
the
could
giant
probably
rift
come out.
Opens, reopens, so tons of aliens flood in and kill us. And that's how,
and that's how Fortnite ends.
Listen, the volcano plus the aliens destroy that island, and then they break a new map by deleting the old one.
If they were to make a new map, I would be pretty excited, but it depends, though.
What if the cube doesn't, and what if the cube doesn't create a volcano, but instead the cube goes around and as a little short film for season 6 shows it opening a giant portal that we all get teleported through.
What they should
go to a different map
is what they did with PUBG. Like, instead of just making the map go away, they just added a second map.
That's why I think the giant portal.
And you can just select the second
like,
map.
Like, the thing activates and a portal pops up, and then it pulls all the people from the little intro that you see at every beginning of the seasons.
Oh, yeah. And
through,
it pulls them
and then
through.
When you go back to the original map, they just had those little pockets everywhere of anti-gravity.
But would the portal pull them to a new map?
Yeah. A new app.
Oh, yeah.
Because then that would be one way to enter a new app.
Yeah. What?
17.
Man,
we've already been recording
for 17.
17:38. And 3, 2, 1. 17:38. Okay, okay, okay. Hey! No, I'm not gonna do it. Well, what if season 1 was a lot more realistic than 4...
Five. Never realistic.
It,
what
well,
storm
it wasn't
gonna,
realistic.
Season 1 was more realistic.
Well, what storm
more.
Is going to kill some highly trained soldiers? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
If it is taking on, place on Venus, would have little electric rain.
Well, I mean,
that's to kill you.
Well, I mean, back in season 1, there was no like effects.
It's more realistic than having.
It just looked like how.
No.
It's more realistic than having aliens and rifts pulling you through the sky.
Yeah, because in season 1, the screen did not get purple at all. It looked exactly like how it did when you were inside the circle, as it did when you were outside the storm.
That's true.
Shut up.
All we knew was just a force field. That's all we knew.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knew it was a storm because that's what
it was called.
Epic said.
Storm moving in.
Yeah.
Like, storm moving in this amount of time.
And plus, at the top, like, it showed where the timer is for the storm to move in and whatever. It showed, like, clouds and lightning. So,
yeah.
Everyone kind of figured.
That's what everyone thought.
But now that they changed that, like how it looks.
Okay, I'm gonna move back into double shotgun.
Yeah, double shotgun.
If they do not put it back in, it's
back
going to ruin the game completely because
I get it.
SMGs.
The meta from like doing the same thing every single game where everyone just double shotguns.
Yeah, and plus they
it's
should know by now what how to fix the meta. Everyone's saying how it's gonna. How to fix it? Why not try it? If it will, if you
it's
don't
like,
think it's gonna work, try it.
Don't make the SMGs do less damage and make their bloom larger. Like make their bloom go revert their pump back to the way it was.
Yeah.
Where it had a chance of doing 7 damage,
But other times it was a one shot where it could do 200 damage.
Yeah.
And make the attack not do 7 damage every single shot. Unless it's a blue one, well, the that then you just have 27. Buffed.
I think that update today was attack buff.
Yeah.
Because
the
attack's been doing better, but still not better than the pump or anything.
No.
SMGs were added in, and then they got nerfed exactly after. There's nothing that you can do about shotguns. If the SMGs get buffed and the shotguns are laying down there low, what's going to win, an SMG or a shotgun?
Yeah, the SMGs too much damage, and their bloom's too small for the fact that you can hip fire the entire thing. The fact you can hip fire and shred their entire health bar away in like 4 seconds is so dumb.
Stop.
I'm trying to find the clip where I'm trying to find a clip where it would show the circle moving in to a different, like, I don't know how to explain it.
Stop.
Like the circle here and then the circle in the storm.
Shut up.
I'm trying to find a clip that shows that. That I have.
Alright, but what was your guys' favorite LTM?
Lunatime mode would be Blitz because it gave you better loot, but Getaway is also really good.
I'm actually really mad at Getaway.
Well, yeah, you could.
They shouldn't start the circle off so tight as it is. They should start the entire map. Have it shrink towards the center until it can't go any farther in because of the things. But because of how small it is, you can only go to certain locations because of how fast it's going.
Well, I could say that it's kind of annoying because the saves take at least 15 seconds to open. And if an enemy is coming there and you still want to keep going, it's going to get you killed. Maybe it doesn't matter. As long as you're not wide in the open or if they're grenading you, you might want to stop. If you don't, well, then you're getting yourself killed.
Yeah, right here. This is how it looks. I'll just play the clip.
I think the game would be a lot better if they would have it like a 50 people instead of 100. Because the fat are not, or, because it's duos, so they could have 25 teams go.
They should,
because the thing is so small that wherever you land, it always has a stupid amount of people at that landing spot.
Yeah.
Like some people land directly on the saves to get guns and all that, but then 20 other people are already there. Some people land on the supply drops.
It was like the circle is over there, and now it's moving outside the storm. Now it's loading, but it just moves over to there. Retarded.
If anything, they shouldn't put it like H1Z1 King of the Hill, because in that, there's over 120 people in the same lobby.
Oh my god.
Ninja played it before. I saw 120 people. There might even be able more.
Isn't H1Z1 coming out for Xbox?
I think it is.
It has. It's free, isn't it?
I searched for it, and I didn't see it. I was going to look for it.
Do you have MW2?
No.
You don't? Well, it's backwards compatible with Xbox One, and on my mom's, I'm pretty sure I have 3 copies. I know I have 2 for sure.
Jesus Christ.
I know. My mom's husband had an Xbox.
I'll have to wait till, like, Christmas to get my own Xbox so I can actually play with you guys, like, almost all the time.
Oh.
Because I'm actually so upset because my dad decided to move. Like, here, let's take the Xbox One that is the only thing to do on the weekends. Let's not play this exact same game on their 360 because I lost all the backs of the 360 controllers when it was in my room. Because it's yours, but I'm gonna have it in my room. My dad's so smart. Alright, but anyways. I still think less people would make a lot better for the Getaway game mode.
Yeah. If I do have 3 copies, I'm gonna give you one. Because then I'm gonna have one. I was gonna give one to Connor. But if I have a third one, I'll give it to you. I know I have 2 for sure.
Can we get back to the
90%?
Yeah, we're gonna get back to the Fortnite.
Okay, yeah. It would be nice if they were lowered. I wish you could actually pick, like, you could do a 3-man squad, which everything was 3.
Like,
trio.
They need to bring trios back.
Trio squads, duo, solo.
But Connor, remember me, you, and Cameron were at your house, and you were reading the patch notes, and they said they're adding trios, but then they never did.
Yeah, they never added trios. Anymore.
I know.
They canceled it.
That made me annoyed. That made me a little bit annoyed.
Yeah, because
they had no reason
to. They need to add that. Like, they need to.
They should have did it like Playground. If it was giving them problems, they can fix it. I mean, Playground took at least 10...
time ago. That was like
it took like a week.
Do you not remember when they first added when they first had a golf, not golf course, the shopping carts, and then deleted them out of the game like 20 times and then put them back in.
Yeah.
They really wanted them in there.
No, like the glitch.
For faster movement, because we really needed that, because somebody would be stuck at the edge of the storm and the thing would be across the map and they can't do like, anything, so they instantly.
There's glitches. The glitches were really making people want to, like.
Especially those pressures.
Never be in an ATK and then get a like a port of fort thrown at you because it's gonna glitch you onto the map. I've already saw it happen.
Yeah. Which is why they kept deleting the vehicles.
They kept deleting vehicles and everything. Okay.
I'm glad that you can actually, like, when you go under the map, that it doesn't make you stand there anymore, because before it did that, and people were getting, like, 80 kills.
No. Those weren't just getting them stuck on the map. If you got stuck under the map, you walk around. You still don't just shoot and get kills. Those were hackers.
Well, people, like, you could shoot them through the ground.
Well, yeah, you could shoot through the ground.
Okay, in season 1 and 2, I felt like I would see more hackers there with like aimbot and crap
like
that.
That was the original. That was when they were still working out.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you barely see hackers.
Yeah, and when you do, it makes you mad.
I've seen one hacker in game and three during a live stream. That's only four, and that's actually really good for game.
It's extremely hard just to hack on Xbox One. And get mods and crap.
It's insanely hard to hack the Epic Games, anyways.
Yeah.
They have such good protection against hacks.
Which is a good thing.
Well, every company should, though, because they could easily get hacked.
Epic almost...
Treyarch needs to work on that.
Yeah, Epic almost perfected their hacker block.
I got a mod menu on Black Ops 3, but then it didn't even work. Like, I opened it, and then nothing happened.
Was it for multiplayer, or for...
It was multiplayer.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't even work. It just opened, and then nothing happened. The game kept freezing. Or it would just stand there, let me go around, and it wouldn't do anything. It was retarded. So then, yeah.
I've ran into way too many hackers on Black Ops games, like,
yeah.
Really.
Especially Black Ops 2, that's like the most hacked Call of Duty of all time.
Now it is.
Yeah.
Because when it first came out, I ran into a ton, but they all got banned immediately.
Yeah, now I have mods, and I use them sometimes, but I only use them to give everyone a ray gun.
Okay, let's talk about Fortnite's new weapons that they always kept adding in, and then vaults, and then did everything.
Vaults?
Well, they added the smoke grenade, they added suppressed and all that. Suppressed was good, it didn't get removed.
They should so make a LTM where it is, like, called the vault. Where it's literally it reverts all the guns and gives you only the stuff from season 1.
They need to add in...
Because that would make the game so... That would be a great LTM, or even a permanent mode.
They need to add just all of the vaulted weapons in the playground. And every weapon they vault, just keep them in the playground.
Just put all guns that they ever make into playground. Because that would make playground...
Well, would the Zappatron count as vaulted?
Because it was... It was
accident?
A glitch.
Yeah.
The code was messed up when it got glitched in. And it was only once that it happened.
What do you mean?
That it got into
the game.
Battle Royale. It only happened like once or twice.
Yeah.
It was because the code goofed up and they immediately fixed it. As soon as they noticed.
Well, because that would have been a very overpowered gun and that would have killed everyone
that
in like one shot.
One shot body shot it with perfect.
Well, it was 150 damage. It was basically a heavy sniper, but on drugs.
Yeah, and it has no drop. It went perfectly straight.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it zaps right towards them. Yeah.
And all you had to do was just charge it. You didn't even have to, like, time. You just charged it, followed them, bam, gone.
Exactly.
I remember I got it was horrible. I couldn't use it. I didn't know how to use it at the time. I sat there and kept spamming it and wondering why it was just not working. It was so dumb.
Dude, I haven't saved the world that has no ammo.
Oh, I do. I used to have a legendary one, but
I built mine.
What do we think about the tactical SMG getting bolted?
Oh.
Tac SMG?
I'm actually fine with that, because that thing was...
Okay, it was overpowered. Other SMGs were overpowered too, but that doesn't mean anything, because they got nerfed. They could have just nerfed the tac.
I can give you a SMG. Jackal launcher, because I have a lot of them.
A Jackal launcher? How good is that? What does that thing do?
It's different than the launcher. Pumpkin launcher from season 1? It's that. And it does like 1,000 damage. It's insane. I'll just give it to you. I had like 10 of them. Dead Sea.
Wait, do you have Save the World?
No.
I used to have a 131, but I traded it earlier. I traded my 131. I only had one for 10 58 ones. And 58s are insane. 58 jackals are still insane. So, I was like, that's a deal for me. Why have one if you could have 10 that are just as good?
Calm down.
The one third I did trade had god rolls, but the other ones, yeah, they were all legendary rolls. But then the one that I got all have purple rolls, so it was still fine. That's like demigod rolls.
Demigod.
If you were
still could be killed, but god's dinosaur, it was just not.
It's still not as good, but it not it as could easy. Destroy literally. It could one shot zombies.
Okay, if dinosaurs were in the game for real,
did you
like
see the files that have pets in the OG music returning? There's files right now for the OG music to return and for pets.
Pets.
If they were to make pets, they're probably gonna be in the store for at least like.
Well, it's in the Athena files for Battle Royale.
Okay, if they do make pets, it's not going to help you. It's probably just going to be...
Yeah, it's just going to be with you, I'm assuming.
It's going to be cosmetic.
Yeah, it's going to be a cosmetic, just like pickaxes.
It probably won't... The bad thing about that is if it's, like, something that runs around... If it runs freely, it will give away your position. So I think they'll have it so it stays, like, in a little pouch or something like that. Like, on your body.
I think it'll just, like, travel next to your feet, maybe.
That makes... That also works. But if it was, like, something flying... Like a bird or something.
Like
a
carrot.
If you you'd be able to, you'd be seen.
Ooh, yeah. I think you should get them with skins. Like the raven should have like a bat, and then
that'd be neat.
Or like the
That would be actually
they sit on you or something like that.
Yeah.
The bad thing is if it would.
Hi there.
I hate that kid.
Duck, 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 duck.
I hate that kid.
Hi there.
Some kid that's
gonna be mad. Minta, I'm sorry. Okay. Back to the Fortnite chat before.
If I turned out to not like homeschool coming up, then I'm just gonna wait. I'm just gonna stick it out for ninth grade because I heard ninth grade is gonna be the hardest year for William Jolly.
Why?
I don't know. I just hear a lot of people talking that. 9/11
Dude, it's
almost a 9/11. It's almost freaking 9/11th anniversary. Freaking how many years now? 17 years. Yeah. 17 year anniversary.
I can't count.
Best holiday. My favorite day is September 12th. Why? The not day after 9/11. I don't know why.
The day of suffering.
Like emos say their favorite days are days after holidays.
Okay, what season did you guys think was best? I thought season 2 was most likely
the best. Yeah, season 2, definitely the best.
I'm gonna have to say season 3.
Season 3?
Well, yeah, I could
That's
get you on
more
that
refined.
I think season 3 was my second favorite.
Yeah.
Well, season 1 was still pretty trash.
Yeah.
Well, season 1 was trash, but you didn't know what you were doing.
Everyone was still fit. Yeah, no one knew
And they still
doing.
Had to add updates in to make the game
better. Yeah, there was so many
better.
Glitches. And
season
crap.
1 was my least favorite season. I'm not gonna lie.
Season 1 was pretty trash.
Yeah, it was my least favorite, but I like season,
season
2,
five
then
is
season
my
3.
Least favorite.
Which
season
five, tier 100? Well, not everyone was tier 100. Thing was tier 100. Do you like Black Knight, John Wick, Ragnarok, or Omega?
I like the
Black Knight.
My favorite was
mine.
I really
Black
liked
Knight.
The Black Knight, but I think my favorite was John Wick.
I didn't like John Wick because all my stereotypes that were for him, and then eventually he got really watered down, and all the noobs that finally reached one level.
Like when you give me Black Knight when gifting, or if it's not going to be retarded, or if they actually add in gifting from Locker, then when you give me Black Knight, I'm probably going to use it a lot, but I just
I like the Black Knight because I'm going to give away all my Season 2 skins. Like, everybody wants my Season 2 skins.
I like Red Knight better.
I have to get rid of Red Knight, too.
To who?
Friends.
Don't you
well,
like
what
Red
are you
Knight?
Getting?
Don't,
what
no,
what
no,
are you getting,
no.
though?
Don't get rid of Red Knight because Red Knight's one of the top tier. If you have Red Knight, you're OG.
You actually know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because like, that one was one of the original skins that almost no one has.
Well, yeah, anyway.
I got it OG.
I'm going to ask really. For one of my friends. Actually, if they could give me the Black Knight, here. I will be fine.
Here, listen. Say, get if any of your friends have the Skull Trooper or whatever, and then that's when you give them
my friend
Red Knight.
Might be giving me
because that Skull Trooper. Well, that Skull Trooper, it's what it's called, right?
Yeah, Skull Trooper.
Yeah, the skeleton. If he has that one, then you trade that because that's a fair deal because they both are OG skins.
Well, I'm getting Gold Trooper from my one friend.
You should get
Trooper.
Black Knight
Boy.
Then.
I can't wait. What?
You should get Black Knight then. You're getting Gold Trooper. That is OG.
I'll give you the Gold Trooper. I will.
I'm in.
Because I don't even think I'm trading you anything for Black Knight, am I?
No.
I have no.
Ah, I got the Gold Trooper. Yes.
Oh, I'm giving you raises.
I have nice. Slow clap.
Slow chlamydia.
That's the only thing I bought from the store, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only.
Yeah, I'm
I
giving
had,
you the Raven.
It's the first time I had 200 V-Bucks. Like, I can get slow.
If I'm getting the Gold Trooper, I'm in. I really am.
If I do get Gold Trooper from him, then I'll give it to you. Because he said he might give it to me because he has Skull Trooper and the Reaper pickaxe. So he said he might give me the Gold Trooper.
Do they need to bring. I hope for this Halloween, they bring back the pumpkin launcher.
I think they should actually add in the Gravedigger.
The Gravedigger.
Dude, the skin for an AR. They should add in skins for guns.
They should change
like every gun.
All the skins.
That
yeah.
was actually also in the file.
They should change every single skin for every single gun for the holidays.
They should give
Other
you one custom avatar. You can customize one of your skins.
John
one.
Messaged me. Oh,
dude,
just said
they should
hi.
Add. They should add skin. They should add a skin, like an option where you can take. You can make your own skin, except you have to use parts from the skins that you own. To make so any if you own tons of skins, you have a giant range of possibility to customize.
Oh,
but if
you
only
see,
have a little bit, then you can only customize a little bit.
Did you see that people are glitching the Red Lion to turn into a female galaxy skin?
Who?
A lot of people are, like, YouTubers are glitching it to be a female galaxy skin.
Dude.
But you have to do something on the computer, and it's not even hard, and you just get it.
How?
I'm not doing it because I don't know if I'll get banned or not.
How do you do it?
Okay, I'm gonna look up the video right now, but
I wanna know. I don't wanna know how to do it. I wanna know what it looks like.
I'll show you right now.
Well, if you know what galaxy looks like, it's basically the galaxy, but just a girl.
Well, no, it has like a.
Well.
It has like
yeah.
a. You know the. I don't know how to say it. Oh like crap! I accidentally put on female instead of female galaxy skin, and it showed me like a girl on top of a guy.
What?
Did you search up?
I searched up female on accident instead of female galaxy skin, and that's what it showed me.
Have female.
Oh my god. Female galaxy skin.
Such as the word.
That was kind of disgusting. This is how. Well, hold on. Let me show you how it looks in the locker. It actually does look pretty nice.
That looks. I think it would look really odd. A female. Galaxy skin.
The only I want galaxy
like
bad.
I don't like galaxy skin.
No,
I mean it actually is really good. It's like really dark and all that. Which
yeah,
is good.
I want galaxy, but
like
it's $1,000.
You're just spinning it around.
It's like $1,000 to get it though, because you have to get the note, or you could get that galaxy tab S4.
Wait, didn't your friend Eli said he's getting it?
Yeah, Christmas.
Galaxy.
Well, I mean, I don't even think you're going to be able to claim it yet, or claim it by that time, because I'm pretty sure after September 19th, I'm pretty sure they said that you can't claim it
anymore.
That's
dumb.
No, if you sneak into the store, get a demo phone, download the Galaxy off that, they will know, and they will get it off your account. They will figure out a lesson here.
People are going into stores, and you know, like, the phones that are on the thing, they go on it and download Fortnite. And then
how would
get
they figure
the
out though?
It's a demo
know.
Phone. They
wait.
It's a demo phone.
Yeah, like the phone they have outside of the.
Oh,
yeah.
They don't have a.
It's
have
like
a
the demo phone. You need
not
to buy the phone
sense.
For them to not
Epic
go after
Games
you.
Games find out though that it's actually a demo.
It
phone.
Might be. It might be.
Cause you won't
it's
have
probably
phone.
Samsung. Cause I was watching this one video and it was actually Samsung that was contacting this guy that it will be put off of his account because he used a demo phone.
Oh, nice. But yeah, I remember seeing a lot of people were doing that. And I remember watching his YouTube video. I'm pretty sure it was by True Triz. And he said, this is how to get the Galaxy skin absolutely free. And just go into a store.
Yeah, that was... I think I watched a video like that, too. I think that was exactly the video I watched.
I didn't know that they were actually taking it off your account, though. I didn't know
They will take it off your account. This guy got a warning for it, and that it would be taken off his account.
I was watching this YouTuber. I'm pretty sure his name was Mind of Rez. And he was pranking his little brother. That he disabled his Fortnite account temporarily while he was about to win a game, and he went back on and he actually got banned. So the prank got way too far, because now he's banned, and he had a lot of OG skins. He had like over 100 skins.
Dude,
it was insane.
No, that's basically Tfue.
I hate Tfue.
He almost had over 100 skins.
I hate Tfue.
Bro,
he's actually so...
If you're giving me that gold trooper, I will give you that black.
Yeah, I will give you that. I promise you, dude. If I get that gold trooper, I'm giving it to you, because you're giving me Black Knight. That's one of my desired skins.
I have no idea what skin I want anymore.
I don't really want the Skull Trooper, to be honest. It's way too overrated, if you think about it.
Actually, it's barely talked about.
It's really good skin, I'm going to admit that, but it's way too overrated, because everyone says they want it so bad.
Yeah, it's because it was a Season 1 Halloween skin.
It's not even the rarest skin, too.
Actually, it
Renegade
is.
Raider, well, it was I get why people are going after that.
Is the Actually, no, there's one more that
was
basic.
It was the Recon Expert, because she only came in one time. Because
she came
one
time in Season 1 before people started buying skins.
Yeah, well, but the Skull Trooper was actually in the first ever item shop.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was the Skull Trooper.
Well, weren't they in the
item shop? The item shop came around. Yeah, it was when the item shop was called the Season Shop.
I was actually at Connor's house when the
there
first
was an
item
shop
people.
And seasonal shop though.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The
seasonal shop didn't even come out yet when the first item shop came out.
Yeah, and that's
I remember
when the
that. I was at your house when the first item shop came out.
Skull Trip was a seasonal item.
Yeah.
It was the first seasonal
item. So that's why it's so good, because it's a seasonal item.
Nobody bought it because
Red Knight
was
a seasonal item, and then all of a sudden they tried pulling this crap saying it wasn't a seasonal item, and then they brought it back, which I was mad about, but I still bought it anyway. The Red Knight's a good skin.
Oh, yeah.
It's super rare.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not as rare anymore.
Yeah,
everyone's
like, still really rare.
Everyone looks at it and it's like, oh, Black Knights are so good. It's like, no, Red Knights are so good. Black Knights are trash now.
Well,
if
I
you
mean,
have a Black
Knights,
Knight, you're garbage. You're good in Season 2.
Some Red Knights are still garbage. Like, it's really rare to run into a Red Knight, but if
most of them
one
are
in
good.
10, you'll see
yeah.
that...
One in 10, you'll be able to one-shot them. The 9 out of 10, they'll kill you almost with their mind power.
With their mind power.
They'll just think about it and your neck will snap.
What? Is this Star Wars now? What is this? Is this Avengers? Snap.
You want to come at me? Come here, little dog. Just runs at him. Woof, woof. Gone.
That would be so cool. Come here, puppy.
If they bring Thanos back, and every 20 seconds there's going to be a special move that if you're looking at someone, you aim at them, and you snap, they would easily just go out.
There's a theory that Thanos actually died from the snap.
I saw that. I saw that video. It's like... I didn't
well,
watch it
he
I'm not
went
a
to a.
Like,
I have the movie.
Boy,
if you sleep over, we can watch
yes.
it.
He went to.
Hey, Dave, you
want to
join in?
Oh, I am sleeping over.
Okay, so I was gonna say us three.
I'm not gonna watch Infinity War. I watched it like 5 times already, but I'm still down.
I haven't seen all of Black
it's
Panther
amazing.
Yet. I watched. Like
I haven't.
I watched
Black
half
Panther
of Black.
Yet.
Black. I
it's
got.
On Netflix.
I got Black
it's
Panther.
It's on Netflix.
Oh my god.
I got Black Panther.
I watched.
I got Deadpool 2.
Boy!
I watched,
why do you have all these movies? We should probably
I'm
end this now
sure.
since it's been 43 okay. minutes.
Yeah, we're gonna
I'm
end the podcast
sure I
here.
Do have Black
it
Panther.
Was doing pretty
hey,
good.
Because my dad just buys all these.
We're ending the
yes.
thing.
Oh.
I won't say bye.
Bye, Felicia.